Here.
Here. Let me take that off. Brian, did you take that thing off the microphone? Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Is it the mayor's?
No,
it's
I just looked at it.
Echoing.
Crap.
Let me see something.
Thank you. I think it's funny. This is even Ryan's application. It's her phone.
That's why I was like, I don't know what's going on.
It's her phone.
Poor Laura was having all this trouble, like, even logging on. Joe Herrera happened to be in the area, saw his brothers, his stepmoms. He comes over, and that's why he says it was like Joe Herrera. He had to log in for Laura. It was the easiest night. He's turning into like a...
Yeah.
It's crazy. And Dawn Corrigan, I'm sorry for chiming in, but yes, that is correct. We did receive a request from Menlo Engineering asking for administrative approval to relocate that existing parking. So yes, there is no conflict anymore. So item number 2 no longer applies. Yes. The old approval, the 2018 approval, has been amended so as not to conflict with this newest application. So we were able to handle it administratively. Sure thing. Laura, you're muted. Oh, there she is.
AWS frequency bands. The new market site was approved in 2005 on a 138-foot power tower near the intersection of William Street and Michael Street. The new market site location met Verizon Wireless needs until they looked to upgrade the site with newer antennas and technology. Verizon's landlord would not allow additional equipment to be placed on the tower due to structural loading issues. This restricted Verizon Wireless from use of the latest technology to improve coverage and capacity for 4G and next generation technologies within Piscataway Township. Verizon Wireless needs to relocate to a new facility to be able to use these technologies. The proposed site is a smokestack at 600 Prospect Street. It is only 1,900 feet to the northeast of the existing New Market site. Smokestack is an existing telecommunications structure. Verizon Wireless will be the second wireless carrier on this facility. Verizon Wireless will not be increasing the height of the structure. It is located within a M1 zone, which is a priority location under the township's ordinance. The antennas will be mounted at the top of the antennas will be mounted at 109 feet above ground level, which is the lowest possible height to cover the service in the area. The proposed site will serve substantially the same area as the existing New Market site. Verizon Wireless will be able to use the latest technologies to support coverage and capacity for 4G and next generation technologies. VCOM studied the radio frequency propagation for the proposed site and the surrounding Verizon Wireless sites. We prepared the report titled RF Analysis and Report dated October 28, 2019. This report included three art exhibits. At the time, I'd like to share those exhibits.
Do we need to mark those?
Mr. Webster, are those exhibits, which pages are they in your report of October
28, 2019? They are on page 8, 9, and 10.
Now they, I guess they, did we submit them in color? I'm just asking, because I have it in black and white. So if you have it in black and white, it's not going to show anything.
Mr. Stanzione? If
yes.
They have not, and Mr. Webster, if they're exactly what was submitted as part of the plans, and I'm looking at the colorized ones,
yes.
Then they don't need to be marked if they haven't changed at all.
No, they have not changed
at all. Okay. Just let us know which one and what page you're referencing as you testify.
Okay. The first R exhibit is on page 8, titled Verizon Wireless Coverage with New Market Site. This is a radio frequency propagation plot showing the wireless service area for the existing on-air Verizon wireless sites, including the existing New Market site.
So just to clarify, Mike, just to keep it clear for everyone, so this map shows the site that's currently already approved, up and running, the one that we're going to move to the proposed site?
Yes, this is the coverage as it exists today.
Okay.
Included on this coverage plot are also the surrounding sites, which include Greenbrook, a monopole at 1200 Mountain Boulevard in Middlesex, Greenbrook 3, a rooftop site at 101 Greenbrook Road in Dunellen, Greenbrook SNN, a rooftop site at 263 Route 22 East in Greenbrook, Piscataway 1, a water tank site at 1713 South 2nd Street in Piscataway, Piscataway 4, a monopole at 300 South Randolph Mill Road, Piscataway. Piscataway 7, a monopole at 171 Backerland Avenue in Piscataway. Piscataway 8, at a lattice tower at 180 12th Street in Piscataway. Piscataway South Washington Avenue, a monopole at 135 Flemington Street, Piscataway. Piscataway Circle SNN, a rooftop site at 251 Circle Drive North in Piscataway. Piscataway Levgar SNN, a rooftop site at 3 Smalley Avenue in Middlesex. And Middlesex, a monopole on Wood Avenue in Middlesex.
I want to get a list of all those sites that he's just saying.
Yeah, of course.
Green highlighted area.
That would be on the map.
Reliable service and coverage.
Yeah, of course.
Customers. This includes service on street, in vehicle, and in building for Verizon voice and broadband data services. It represents Meg 100 DBM RSRP on street for rural and suburban areas. It provides 10 dB buffer for in-building coverage, as NEG 110 DBM RSRP is a design goal for reliable service in 4G networks. At NEG 115 DBM RSRP, the bit error rate starts to climb, breaking down voice calls and data sessions. The second RF exhibit is on page 9 of the report, titled Verizon Wireless Existing Site Coverage Without New Market Site.
So just to clarify, Mike, again, this one shows on page 9 what the coverage would look like without the up-and-running site and without the proposed site.
Correct. So this would just be the surrounding sites with no new market or new market reload site. The green area still represents reliable service and coverage for Verizon Wireless's customers. Without the new market site, there would be a gap in coverage approximately 1.4 miles north to south and 1.1 miles east to west. This gap in service includes South Avenue, William Street, Grandview Avenue, North Randolphville Road, State Route 28 in Middlesex Township, and other smaller streets in between. The third RF exhibit is on page 10, titled Verizon Wireless Coverage with New Market Reload Site. This site is the same as the previous exhibit with the addition of the proposed site at 600 Prospect Avenue. The site provides similar coverage to the existing tower on William Street. The coverage fills in the gap along William Street, North Randolphville Road, Granville Avenue, South Avenue, State Route 28 in Middlesex, and other smaller streets. The proposed site provides the needed RF frequency coverage for the Verizon Wireless Network.
Do we want to do questions on this report first or move on to the next one?
Why don't you have him testify to everything in his area of expertise? And
okay.
Unless Mr. Gottlieb had something.
No, not for this witness. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mr. Webster, what was the second report that you prepared titled?
The second report was titled RF Emission Study. It was dated May 26, 2020, and submitted to the board.
And briefly, what does that report show?
It studies the RF emissions of all existing and proposed antennas at the proposed site at 600 Prospect Avenue. This includes 9 T-Mobile antennas covering 600 megahertz, 700 megahertz, 1900 megahertz PCS, and 2100 megahertz AWS. It also includes the Verizon Wireless proposed antennas, which include 11 antennas covering 700 megahertz, 850 megahertz, 1900 megahertz in PCS, 2100 megahertz AWS. We use FCC established methods and procedures to compute the total RF emissions from all the existing and proposed antennas on the site. The total RF emissions of the proposed site will reach the maximum level of 3.8% of the FCC limit for general public exposure. This is approximately 30 times lower than the FCC limit for general public exposure. Therefore, the site complies with FCC rules and regulations.
So just to recap, you know, you're allowed to be at 100%, but we're at
3.8%.
3.8%.
Yes, we're up to 100%.
30% lower than what we're allowed to
be. 30 times lower. Yes.
30 times. Sorry, that's why I'm the attorney. I don't do that. all right, as far as Mr. Gottlieb's letter, I believe the only section that was really for you was number 7A, and I believe you covered it in your initial testimony about the overall comprehensive plan of Verizon Wireless's network.
Yes. That was all of the surrounding sites, why we had to move off of the existing tower, and why we needed the new tower.
Okay, just to summarize for the record, this site meets all of Verizon's requirements in maintaining their licenses. It falls within all FCC guidelines?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I have no further questions for this witness. Anyone have any questions?
No, I think.
There are no questions from the board. Any questions from the public? Laura, do you see any notice from the public that they have a question?
Laura's on mute.
Hi, this is Councilwoman Cahill. Sorry, I raised my hand earlier to ask a question.
Sorry.
That's okay. I just had a question of Mr. Webster with regard to the coverage again, the types of service that Verizon would be offering with these antennas. I thought I heard 4G, but the audio was a little low, so I was just wondering if Mr. Webster could clear that piece up.
Yes, currently it would be 4G, which is LTE, And they have intentions of adding 5G once it becomes available at all their sites.
And do we, if I may, Madam Chair, Mr. Webster, is there any sort of timeline that we know from Verizon as to when that might happen, or not sure?
I do not have a specific timeline on when they are rolling that out.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any other questions from board members? Hearing no response, Laura, would you check the public and see if we have any emails from them? With a question.
Nobody's hand is raised, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Stanzion, you can proceed with it. Next witness.
My next and final witness is Mr. Tim Kronk. He's our professional planner.
Okay.
I believe he has to be sworn.
Can you please raise his right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Timothy M. Kronk, K-R-O-N-K.
Thank you.
Mr. Kronk, would you mind giving the board the benefit of your educational background, your experience and licenses you may have, and the capacity in which you're appearing tonight?
Yes, certainly. I have a Bachelor of Science from the University of Massachusetts. I have 27 years of land use experience, predominantly in New Jersey. I am a New Jersey licensed professional planner and an AICP certified planner. I have testified throughout the state in the area of land use planning and been accepted throughout the state. I've also been in front of the Piscataway Township Zoning Board on numerous occasions, but I have never been in front of the planning board before.
Your expertise is accepted, Mr. Kronk.
Thank you.
Mr. Kronk, have you had the opportunity to review the applicant's application in this matter tonight?
Yes, I have.
And what were your findings on it after your review?
Okay. The subject property at 600 Prospect Avenue, also known as Block 1016, Lot 2, is located in the M1 Industrial Zone. The proposed by Verizon Wireless is for a 11 antenna installation on the existing smokestack at the subject property, which is 11.7 acres. In addition to the 11 antennas, as was described, there is also 16 remote radio heads proposed to be behind the antennas, but those radio heads will not impact the maximum height of 190 feet. That is proposed by the application. The existing smokestack is 120 feet 5 inches and located above the proposed Verizon installation is an existing T-Mobile installation. So this proposal, it will be located below the existing T-Mobile and it will not exceed the height of the existing smokestack in any way. At the base of the smokestack, Verizon Wireless is proposing a compound area that is 22 feet by 15 feet. Inside of that compound area, or that compound area is enclosed in inside the 8-foot chain link fence, which is being modified per the board comments to have black posts and black powder-coated chain link. There is a equipment platform. Inside that compound area, the equipment platform is 16 feet by 11 feet 7 inches, and on that elevated platform will be the Verizon Wireless radio equipment cabinets. There is a partial canopy over that platform area, and the maximum height on that canopy would be 12 feet 3 inches. As I mentioned, the subject property is located in the M1 zone in the Piscataway Township Wireless Telecommunications Ordinance. This location on existing structure in the M1 zone is a number one priority location and preferred by the ordinance. This application does not trigger any variances. There are some existing nonconformities on the subject property, which are not exacerbated by this application at all. And being a first priority location, I certainly do believe that this is the intention of the municipality to be on this location, in addition to the fact that it is a co-location, which is certainly preferred by your ordinance and from a land use planning perspective. So since we don't have any variances as part of this application, I do have some photo simulations that were prepared of the proposed installation. Those photo simulations have not, I believe they were not submitted to the municipality. So it's just a matter if the board would be interested in seeing those or not.
You can utilize them. If we can just make reference to them in the transcript as A1, if there's a second one, A2, and
okay.
So forth. And then, Mr. Stanzione, if you could provide them to Ms. Buckley so they can become part of the file.
Yes, I'll have, if I don't have them already, I'll have Tim send them to me and I'll provide them to Ms. Buckley.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then I will share my screen. There is, it's four pairs of photos, four existing and the corresponding photo simulation for each existing. Okay, first photo exhibit is an existing conditions photo. This is a view from where Prospect crosses over the railroad tracks and then looking back towards the smokestack, the existing smokestack. This is a location that's 1,685 feet away. And as you can see in the top of the smokestack, I have a hand. T-Mobile is located at the top of the smokestack. And then if we go to the corresponding photo simulation, the photo simulation shows the Verizon 11 proposed antennas installed via computer simulation at the location, size, and mounting appurtenances as depicted upon the engineering drawings.
And the simulation, Tim, is A2?
Yes, that's A2. Or 1A, whatever. Now, there's four pairs. So it's one, the existing condition photo would be your 1A, and then the simulation would be your 1B. I think it's
okay.
A better way to reference it.
All right.
Okay. And then on the, if I move to the next exhibit, this is another existing. So this would be like, this would be a 2A photo. This is a view from 17 Harper Street with the existing conditions photograph, and once again at the top of the smokestack you can see the portion of the T-Mobile antennas that are visible from this location. This location is 344 feet away from the existing smokestack. And then if we move to the next photo, the simulation here 2B is where the proposed antennas by Verizon Wireless are inserted on the existing smokestack at a location below the T-Mobile installation. Next pair would be a 3A. This is an existing conditions photo from 52 Eisman Street. This is a location that's 754 feet away. And once again, top of the smokestack where the existing T-Mobile antennas are. And if I move to the computer simulation, you'll see that the Verizon antennas are inserted with a maximum height of 109 feet as per the details and location depicted on the engineering drawings. And the last pair of simulations, this is a view from 344 Williams Street.
A4A, right?
Yes, 4A. Fourth pair, existing conditions photo A. And once again, on the existing conditions photo from this location, you get a partial view of the smokestack with the T-Mobile antennas located on top. And then if we move to the last one, the B, which is the photo simulation, a portion of the Verizon antennas would be visible from this location as depicted on the photo simulation. Okay. So so that's basically it. We're seeking preliminary final site plan for this installation with no variances required.
I have no further questions for Mr. Kronk.
I missed anything?
No, I was just looking at the CME Associates letter to see if there was anything you didn't cover.
No, this is Steve Gottlieb. I mean, that presentation basically covered the visual compatibility requirements and that aspect of the ordinance requirements. So that worked out good.
Okay.
Are there any other questions from the board members?
Madam Chair, it's Councilwoman Cahill.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not sure. I apologize, Mr. Kronk, if this is not your expertise, but I just happened to be thinking about this. With regard to the coverage of the 4G LTE, does that antenna support our first responders network, I think, that Verizon offers, or would it in the future?
I'm sorry, I'll have to defer to Mr. Webster. He was the radio frequency engineer. That would be subsidiary.
Madam Chair, I apologize, Madam Chair. Is that okay?
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
Just for clarity, go right ahead. Mr. Webster, could you respond to that question?
Yes. To my knowledge, Verizon does not offer any services to public safety outside of just regular phone service. AT&T is the wireless carrier that runs FirstNet, and outside of that, any public safety agencies run their own networks for radio companies.
You're muted, Linda. I am not so sure that I got all of that, but except to say that, let me just repeat it, Mr. Webster, and you can let me know if I have this correct, that currently that Verizon does not offer something like a first net, like for emergency responders? Is that,
no.
Did I get that right?
No, they do not.
Okay, thank you so much.
If a service is sold, the public safety agency would be treated like any other customer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Dawn?
Yes. Oh, am I on there? Yes, I'm sorry.
A quick question with regards to Mr. Hinterstein's report.
Yeah.
Number one references the affordable housing obligation. I spoke to Mr. Clark and he indicated that the site plan for Verizon, this application, would not require same. Do you agree with that?
That is absolutely correct. That's just one of those standard lines we have in every single standard. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Mr. Barlow? Can you hear me, guys? I can't unmute. You can hear me now? Okay, wonderful. No, Mr. Barlow, you're absolutely correct. That's one of those lines we include in every single staff report. There will be no affordable housing obligation as part of this application.
I didn't want to leave anything hanging.
No, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to address that after the public comments. Also, as far as other approvals, we do have a letter from Middlesex County that they are not interested in the site pending the DEP interpretation letter that we are currently making.
Have you submitted that letter to the borough's professionals?
I believe we had, with the COVID, I can resend it.
Okay.
make sure we get it.
Yep, I will. I'm with it. I'm with them. No, it'll be digital. I don't think it's present.
Is there anything further, Mr. Santillan?
Just checking my... I believe that's it. The only other thing I see listed on CME's letter was whether or not we complied with FAA requirements. I don't think we testified towards that. Being that we're not going on top of the existing smokestack, I would think it complies, but maybe one of the professionals could just speak to that.
Mr. Gottlieb, Don, Ms. Cochran?
I think that maybe one of their consultants, their engineer, could.
Yeah.
Agree. It should be their engineer.
She's on mute.
Yes.
Sorry.
Here she is.
Ms. Shaw, did you hear the question about the FAA? Do we comply with the FAA requirements as far as, I guess, lighting?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have a summary for Mr. Santillan?
Just that, as shown through testimony, this relocation fits a need for Verizon Wireless, as the existing site can no longer be upgraded, which would not allow us to provide the reliable service that we're required to do with our licenses. So therefore, the existing site, as through Mr. Webster's testimony, he explained, needs to be relocated to this new site. It's a high priority site. It's already an existing smokestack with another carrier on it. We're going under that carrier. We're in no way expanding the fenced-in compound or the site itself. There's a minimal soil disturbance as far as the contaminated area. And I believe we can comply with any requirements that we have to based on the board's professional's findings.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Steve Gottlieb.
Gottlieb, go ahead.
Just want to let her read the report was not mentioned. I recall, I just want to point out to the board regarding the ordinance restoration provisions that they were required to adhere to. There was also something that I noticed regarding reporting on structural stability. The ordinance requires a report be submitted every several years. It's something that you should be aware of.
Yes, I did review the restoration provision of the code that if the site was to come out of use or out of repair, it needs to be taken down. I believe Verizon Wireless, as they are most of their sites, is aware of that, as well as they will comply with any structural reporting that is required.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no more additional comments from the board, or I will hear a motion.
It's probably open to the public now that the application is complete.
We can do that. Ms. Laura, do you see any response from the public?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Can I hear a motion from the board?
Madam Chair, this is Councilwoman Cahill. I'll make the motion that this board accept and approve the application of 20 people.
Goodbye.
Oh no. Oh God.
Yes. Yes.
Turn my recorder off.